With all the anti-Semitism in the rise, a lot of people say, well, how does that affect us here in Washington State? The question is, can anything be done about these lunatics who are sticking up for Hamas on college campuses here in Washington? Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Washington's Republican leader for the legislature, John Braun, representing the 20th Legislative District, which includes parts of Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Now, you and I have discussed this before, but you have a very ambitious plan. It's actually a bipartisan plan to do something about Holocaust education. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, so we just dropped a bill with Senator Jesse Solomon as the number two co-sponsor that would require Holocaust and genocide education in our K-12 public education system. And this is, it's not a brand new idea, but one I think is timely given all the events of the last 2 months. And as you said earlier, the rise in anti-Semitism here in the U.S. and in Washington in particular that we're focused on. But it comes out of a recommendation that was offered in a report from the Superintendent of Public Instruction and the Holocaust Center for Humanity here a couple years ago. And we're just basically, this is the time to act on this. It's important. We're seeing a problem. And I think we have, there's some surveys recently to show frankly, a shocking lack of understanding about the Holocaust among millennials and Generation Z in particular. And we can and we should deal with this through our public education system, in my view.
Now, the survey you're talking about is a 50-state survey of people in the millennial and Gen Z generations that found that 63% of them did not know that 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, and nearly 36% thought the death toll was 2 million or fewer. Worse, the survey also found that 11% of the respondents thought the Jews were to blame for the Holocaust. So I got to ask a serious question here. As opposed to dropping a Holocaust education bill, why aren't we firing every history teacher in Washington?
Well, I think that's a fair question. I think you got to deal in the politically viable, and I don't have the ability there. You know, I'm in the legislature, so, you know, I do legislation. It's like having a hammer and everything looks like a nail, I guess, is the analogy. But I think this is I think there's things we can control and things we can't control. But one of the things we can't control is making sure that this education is offered. It's not, it's available now. And by all reports, I've talked to school districts, the curriculum put together really by the Holocaust Center is very good. It's comprehensive. They got a speakers bureau that goes with it. They do a good job of tying it into not just social studies, but also language arts. I mean, there's a lot to it. Just not everybody's using it. And as an example, the Seattle Public Schools is not using it. And that's a place where we could do better, frankly. So I think, first things first, one of the encouraging things about that poll, a lot of it was pretty discouraging, as you point out. But one of the encouraging things in there is 80% of the respondents thought more education was a good idea. So that at least opens the door. If there's a broad interest in more education, we ought to deliver that education. We have a very well-regarded curriculum that's tight, but you know, allows for teachers to use it in a variety of topics. I think it's worth trying. We got to do something. We can't just stand by and let this hate continue unabided.
Senator John Braun has been actually leading the effort to come up with ways to combat what we're seeing in the state. Him and I have had several conversations about this, about things that can be done, and this is a great first step. I think what I'm concerned about is that with the teachers we have right now and with some of the radical activists we have right now, and these are the ones who are marching with some of these lunatics calling for the genocide of Jews. They have crazy narratives saying the state of Israel wouldn't exist if not for the Holocaust, which is just completely untrue. What's really stopped these activist teachers from taking your curriculum and, for lack of a better word, perverting it?
Well, I think in the end, I don't think there's 100% way to stop that. But I think this curriculum goes along in the involvement of the Holocaust Center. You know, they have staff that this is what they do. They engage with the schools, help them understand the curriculum. I think the speakers bureau that they offer is a big part of that. So it's not coming directly from individual teachers alone. It's coming from folks who have experience, often either family experience or personal experience, dealing with anti-Semitism. Many have, relatives who were involved in the Holocaust in some cases. So, Can we perfectly combat that risk? No, I don't think so. Can we go a long ways with the curriculum and the involvement of the Holocaust Center, I think we can. I think it's worth a try.
I completely agree. We're talking with Senator John Braun, Senate Republican leader. And actually, if I might add a suggestion, perhaps this is something to put into it, and I don't know if it's even practical or not, but an audit of who's providing clock hours education for teachers here in Washington. And I don't know if this is something that's even within the legislature's power, but I know that some of those clock hours providers are literally teaching some of the anti-Jewish stuff. And perhaps if that can be mitigated, that might solve a lot of the concerns regarding, hey, what's somebody injecting into this curriculum?
That's a really interesting idea. I'm not sure. I'll look and see whether it fits in the bill, but there's more than one way to do that. I think that type of audit would give us a lot better insight as to, you know, who's executing, who would be executing the curriculum, in a genuine and, you know, manner, and who might be, you know, trying to, you know, pervert it in some fashion.
Excellent. Switching gears for a minute here. So we're heading into another legislative session, and we have a whole bunch of initiatives that are now going to affect this legislative cycle. What's the buzz in the House and the Senate?
Well, it's certainly creating a lot of excitement. And without taking anything away from all the other folks who are involved in statewide races and other things coming up in 2024, I think the initiatives are the most interesting thing happening in politics and in Washington right now. We have three dropped by rumors. All six are going to make it. I know the one of them is they're working. They have enough the signatures, 325 for all of them. I think there's a few. They would like to get some more extras for one or two of them. I think all six are going to make it, and I think as I talk to my counterparts on this side of the aisle, I think they're some combination of bewildered, unsure, and mad that the people are sticking up for themselves. You know, these all go to policies they put in place from the majority that were deeply unpopular at the time and are still deeply unpopular, and that's the beauty of our system. We have a way for the people of Washington to stand up and say, no, that's not what we intended. And that's what they're doing. So they're going to have to deal with this. I don't know for sure how they're going to deal with it right now. By all indications, they're not going to pass any of them. They're going to let them go through the vote of the people, which is perfectly fine with me. I can live with whatever the people decide. And I think they'll decide that these are good ideas and that we need to step back from some of these controversial policies.
Senate Republican leader John Braun for Washington's 20th Legislative District serving Thurston, Cowlitz, Lewis, and Clark counties. Thank you so much for joining us. And really, thank you so much for taking the initiative in this. It's been so long since somebody said, hey, what can we do to combat this stuff? And it just seems like it feels very alone being a Jew in Washington state sometimes. And also being somebody who loves America, loves freedom, loves Western civilization. And for you to go out of your way and take this on, and you really didn't have to, it really, really means a lot to all of us.
Well, it's the right thing to do, and I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to stand up and fight for what's right.